AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Grand National Podcast. It's the 167th running of the world's greatest steeplechase. 40 runners will be making their way around the 4 mile, 3.5 furlong trip around Aintree, negotiating 30 fences along the way in a bid to be crowned the 2014 Grand National winner and write their name in the history books. And one of the jockeys in action this afternoon is the champion jockey AP McCoy, and he joins me on the line right now. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to today.
Good. You ride in the race for a record equaling 19th time this afternoon, AP. I mean, that's some feat.
Yeah, it's a shame I haven't won it a few more times, but there you go. If you keep going out and keep trying it, the whole feat will eventually happen. So, lucky for me, it did once, which is probably something that every jockey wished to say. So, I'm pleased that I won it once, but I'd like to win it again.
What are your chances of winning it today then, AP? Are you confident going into the race?
I'm slightly concerned about the rain we're having, which is not just ideal for him. You know, he's a horse that would prefer a little bit nicer ground. So that's not ideal for him. But there you go. Hopefully, there's nothing we can do about it. So we just got to get on with it and see what happens. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully, the rain won't have got into the ground too much. Because I suppose quite a few of the runners today will be dependent on some better ground, won't they? So. We don't want it to turn into too much of a slog, do we?
Not really, no, because it could become quite hard work if it keeps raining, and that will obviously be tough on all of them. So it'll make it a bit of a gruel, a bit of a test. But look, hopefully it'll dry up and it'll be okay.
Okay, we'll move on to the Grand National itself in a short period of time later on in this podcast. But before we get there, we've got several races to look at first, and the first of them is the 130, and we start with the Grade 1 Mersey Novices Hurdle, which is over the 2.5 mile trip, and plenty of in-form runners coming into this. A new partner, the Paul Nichols trained Lac Fontana, who has won 3 of his 4 starts this season, the latest being the County Hurdle at the Festival, and this step-up in trip probably looks like it'll suit AP. What do you make of your chances in the 130?
Yeah, he's got good experience, obviously, having won the County Hurdle. And he's a progressive horse. It's a very open race. The likes of Sea Lord, he's another horse I would imagine that wouldn't like too much rain, or wouldn't like the ground too soft. But like Fontana, I say, he's got plenty of experience, and he's an improving horse, and he's got plenty going for him. It's a very open race. There's a couple of horses in there that look like they could be unexposed. The likes of Wild Blue Yonder has fallen a couple of times, but it's a decent horse in his best form, and definitely want to keep the right tide on. But I wouldn't put anyone off like Fontana.
Okay, on to the second race then, and this is the 205, and this is the Maggle Novices Chase, which is a Grade 1 over 2 miles, and it's tight at the top of the betting, tight between the top four in the betting, with Hinterland the 3-1 favourite. It's 7-2 for Baldur Succeed and Trifolium, 4-1 for Next Sensation, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. You team up with the Charles Byrne trained Trifolium. He's a Grade 1 winner at Leopardstown, third in the Arkle. Does that form just about set the standard in this AP?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, Hinterdam was obviously running very well when he unseated it right in the Champion Chase. Before that, he'd obviously won the Henry VIII at Sandown, which is a Grade 1, which is not bad for him. Nick Sensation put up a great performance when he tried to make it on the Grand Annual, went a proper gallop all the way, and just tied up sort of the last couple of 100 yards. So he's not without a chance, and Baldur Success, obviously, has the advantage of probably not being the Cheltenham, whatever. I there's not much between them. I wouldn't put anyone off Trifolium. I think he's got solid form, and he won't mind the ground. I suppose I think his biggest danger might be Nick Sensation, just the way he ran at Cheltenham in a handicap. I thought it was a very good run.
Okay, Trifolium then with a good chance, and Next Sensation not without a chance either then in the 205 in the thoughts of AP. We'll move on to the 250 next, which is race 3 on the card, and this is the Silver Cross Stayers Hurdle, which is a Grade 1 over the extended 3 miles, and you're back on board at Fisher's Cross in this. Obviously had his problems earlier on in the season, but looks to be getting over those with 2 solid efforts recently. Is today the day that he returns to the winner's enclosure?
Yeah, I hope so. Obviously he was in the World Hurdle, unfortunately, and I didn't ride the winner, but that's all gone now. So hopefully he can help redeem himself a little bit. His run in Cheltenham was a very credible run. It was a good run. He just got beat by 2 better horses in More That and Annie Power. Very solid. Obviously, the rest of Salubris and Sertanda were behind him. Obviously, there's a couple that are stepping up and trip more today for the first time. Obviously, Melodic Ronda would be the main one. And Whisper obviously won a handicap hurdle at Cheltenham as well, so he's stepping up in class, if you like. But I think on his last two runs, I think at Fisher's Cross, if he runs as solid as his last two runs, I think he'd be hard to beat.
Okay, at Fisher's Cross then, could be hard to beat in the 250. The 325 is race four on the card. This is a listed handicap chase over 3 miles and one furlong, and Victor Hugo heads the betting this morning. He's won two of his last three starts, and the other start he finished runner-up to subsequent Cheltenham and Aintree winner Holywell. That form looks pretty good at the moment. Do you think Victor Hugo's the one to beat here, AP?
Yeah, possibly. He was second to Holywell at Doncaster. There's no doubt Holywell has improved for the blinkers and the better ground and a bit more of an aggressive ride. So, but he has good form. He went back to Doncaster and won since. So that's pretty solid form. Unionist is a pretty solid horse. He won up in the entry earlier on the season. Seems to like the track, so that's not against him. And Centaur won this race a couple of years ago, and he's fallen down the weights a good bit. So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised to see him put up a good performance. I probably just would have a slight preference for Centaur ahead of maybe Unionist, and maybe another one that might run well at a big price, Vino Grigio, is a horse with plenty of ability and is capable of running well at a big price.
Okay, Centaur then is the preference for AP in the 325. Moving on to the big race of the day, the 415, the Crabbies Grand National, which is a Grade 3 handicap chase over the extended 4 miles and three furlongs. 40 runners in the lineup, and as we record this in the moment, T for Three is the 11-1 favourite with us and has been backed from 12-1. Rocky Creek, 14s with double seven, 16-1 for Tidal Bay, Long Run, Balthazar King, and Monbeg Dude. Prance de Beauchene is 18-1 with Burton Port, 22-1 for Triolo Delen, and Big Shoe, 25-1 or bigger prices the rest. A mightily competitive Grand National this year, AP, and you've chosen to ride double seven. What are your thoughts in this year's Grand National?
Yeah, which is a slight concern that I picked double seven because it's raining, starting to rain a little bit heavier now here in the entry, and he definitely wouldn't want too much rain. So whatever wet weather he gets, definitely not a plus for double seven. But there you go, he's my choice now, and hopefully he'll cope with it. The rain has definitely not helped him. You want to look for horses that will go on ground that's going to be a little bit of a testing today, and it could be. The likes of T for Three obviously goes in any ground, performed very well when he was second in the Welsh National to Monbeg Dude on pretty soft. And so that, you know, that would say that the both of those horses will cope with testing conditions. Long Run will cope with testing conditions as well, as would horses like Burton Port and Prince de Beauchene and Rocky Creek. I think those are the main ones. The other one that you could give a mention to purely on form that ties in with Holywell and Mafalou that won yesterday is the package of David Pipes. He's definitely a horse that could be quite well handicapped. He's 11 years old, but as I said, his form from Holywell and Mafalou winning yesterday ties in pretty well. And if you're looking at a one for a biggish, you know, biggish, a bigger price, maybe the package might be the one. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Long Run, Rocky Creek, if I was picking, you know, hopefully double seven. You know, Long Run, Rocky Creek would probably be two and double seven. But if I was going for one, maybe at a better price, maybe the package.
Okay, good stuff. Should be a fantastic renewal of the Grand National. We'll find out who wins that at 4:15. Following the Grand National is the 5:10, the penultimate race on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle for conditional jockeys and amateur riders. It's over the extended 2 mile trip, and Cat Garry has been very well backed this morning, 9-2 into 5-2 at the time of recording. It's then 10-1 for Rainbow Peak, who's also attracted the money from 16s. Court Minstrel is 12s, 14s for Vasco de Ronceret, Something Wonderful, Nestorenko are also 14-1, and then it's 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. An open race at 5:10. AP, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Category, you know, might nearly have won at Cheltenham. He obviously got a bit interfered with, and that wasn't ideal for him. He's definitely got a chance. You can see why people are fancying him. Vasco de Ronceret is another one. Obviously Nicky Henderson's, he's kept running well. He hasn't ran for a long time, but I wouldn't let anyone put that off. Obviously, Nicky's horses are always pretty fit when they're coming to meetings like this. And Something Wonderful at Desi Hughes's, you know, might be the one that I would probably go with. So I'm just favouring Something Wonderful at Desi Hughes's.
Yeah, something wonderful then in the penultimate race. And moving on to the final race of the Aintree Grand National Festival, it's at 5:45 and we finish with a Grade 2 bumper over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and it's 11 to 2 the field this morning in a competitive closer. And you partner Steve Golling's Relic Rock, who has finished runner-up twice and won twice in his 4 bumper outings. Is it fair to say he probably needs a bit more this afternoon, AP?
Yeah, he probably needs to step up. He's a pretty solid horse, but he definitely needs to step up on what he's achieved so far. The ones that I like, obviously, Modus of Robert Stevens has ran very well at Cheltenham. I could see him definitely coming back and performing even better than he did at Cheltenham. I think this flatter track will suit him better. Bring It Home, Minty of Nicky Henderson's won a good bumper well at Newbury last time, and he's definitely not a bad horse. And I was very impressed with John Ferguson's horse, Aqualam, when he won at Musselburgh. Looked like he'd got plenty of pace. Looked like a very smart horse. So he might be one that I'd keep on the right side of. But I'd probably just go for Modus of Robert Stevens, who was 8th in the Cheltenham bumper.
Okay, Modus then. In the lucky last, thank you very much for speaking to us again, AP. Good luck at Aintree this afternoon, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.